Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. She joins us on the phone lines with her recipe of the week. We're just about into the holiday weekend. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, Sydney, it's a pleasure. Had to get you in before the holiday, before Christmas, at least before Christmas Eve day. So our recipe of the week, what do you have for us this week?
Yeah, so I can't believe it, Jamie. Like you said, we're so close to Christmas. So for our final recipe of the week before Christmas, we have one last homemade gift idea. This week's recipe is called gingerbread popcorn.
Sydney, I love the sounds of this. Gingerbread popcorn. Now, this sounds great. Sydney, I'm looking forward to this one. Take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So to make this recipe, first you're going to pop half a cup of popcorn kernels. You can either do this in a stovetop popper, an air popper, or if you don't have either of those, then microwave popcorn works as well. While that's popping, you're also going to place 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in a large roasting pan or on a rimmed cookie sheet. Put your pan in a 325-degree oven until the oil melts. Remove your pan from the oven, and then this is where you're going to add your gingerbread seasoning. So you're going to add 3 tablespoons of maple syrup, 3/4 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, and a bit of salt. And then you're going to stir that together to combine. And then add your popped popcorn to the pan and stir that all up so that your popcorn is evenly coated in your gingerbread spice mixture. Then you're going to place your pan back in the oven and bake for another 6 to 8 minutes, stirring every couple of minutes. And once it starts to brown a little, then you know it's done. Cool your popcorn slightly before serving it to friends and family this holiday season. Or if you want to serve it as a gift, then cool entirely and package it in little tins. And you can give it as a homemade gift that pairs perfectly with a nice Christmas movie night.
Oh, you bet. What another great recipe of the week. Another great idea with Sydney Brennan. It is gingerbread popcorn. And I'm just thinking of the Christmas song, I've Got Some Corn for Popping. There you go. You bet. Gingerbread popcorn. Of course, we'll have that recipe. And Sydney, you came up with some great recipe of the week for the month of December. So many great, like, homemade gift ideas, that sort of thing. And so they're all available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. So you can catch up there. Now, Sydney, we do have a rather inclement weather, shall we say, for this weekend. Many of us will probably be hunkering down with all the snow and whatnot. What are your plans for the weekend, for the Christmas weekend?
I know, Jamie, we do have some intense winter weather coming, so I hope that everybody stays safe out there. But we actually have about 4 different family get-togethers that we're supposed to be going to over the holiday weekend, so my fingers are crossed that we're able to make it to all of those safely. And we're actually hosting my family on Christmas Eve for a turkey. So I'm really, really hoping that they're able to make it. But of course, you know, if not, then we'll all stay home and be safe, and we will snuggle up with the kitties under the Christmas tree.
Yes, of course, with the cats as well. So yeah, those windows of opportunities. And I know for me, certainly getting together with my family, my kids are certainly, you know, in different spots of the country and whatnot. So we're, cross our fingers, all going to be getting together this weekend as well. So hopefully everybody plays it safe. So we're going to take a break for next week, but then we'll be back in the new year with Sydney Brennan with the recipe of the week. And Sydney, we should remind folks that you are certainly available, especially into the new year, for consultation.
Absolutely. I definitely am. So my office is located at the Zehrs Stratford store. So, you know, in January, if you're in the store and my door is open, feel free to stop by if you have any questions about nutrition counseling or you think you might be interested in it. You can also find all of my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs. And you can also find me on Google as well by Googling Zehrs Stratford Registered Dietitian. So if you're thinking about nutrition counseling, I would love to hear from you in the new year so that we can chat more about that.
You bet. We will chat in the new year. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes, thanks. Same to you, Jamie. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year to everyone. And I look forward to speaking again to all of you in the new year.